Episode 642, Lead by Example.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet ladies. How are you doing? I'm so thrilled that you are here. Can you believe it's another day? Not just any other day. It is your day. It's your day to be able to create an impact. Yes, lead by example. We don't talk about it much, but you are a leader. And it starts by you leading by example. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, you know what? I've got to give you a warm shout out and say welcome to the family. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions that keep your life simpler so you can live a happy, healthier life. Whatever it is that you want to pursue in your passion and your purpose, maybe you're in search for that. But part of being in search for that is what? Lead by example. Not all of us like to think that we are born leaders, but we are. Because you not only are leading yourself, but you're leading your children. You may be leading your husband. You could be leading in the community. You could be leading at work. You could be leading in your own business. You lead in so many different ways, but we don't think about actually leading by example. Are you practicing who you want to be? Notice the choice word I use there, practicing. Are you practicing? Do you practice every single day who you want to be? Because in order to grow and extend your impact, you must lead by example. Maybe you don't feel like a rock star right now. Maybe you got up on the wrong side of the bed. Oh, you know what you're supposed to do with that, right? Throw it under the bed. Okay, get rid of those feelings because what? You choose where you are. But maybe you're not feeling like that rock star right now. Maybe you've been a little bit under the weather or extra stress, or you're in that season of life where, I don't know, you just don't feel like you're doing anything, that you're mounting up to anybody. You just feel like I'm just kind of going through my day. You can't let that stop you. You can't. What's your next step? To lead by example. So simple. It is. This is a fundamental tool we all can use, including myself. Lead by example. And I think especially as women, we don't sit down long enough because we don't stop. We're always doing something, right? Because motherhood, mom, one of those M's stands for what? Multitasking. We're doing too much at the same time. And how much is really sticking? Sometimes we need to pull back a little bit and understand that in order to get ahead, sometimes we have to start with the basics. And a fundamental basic is this: lead by example. Now, sometimes the thoughts of self-doubt, I'm not good enough, they all get in the way of practicing. And if you don't practice, how will you ever get there? Practice what breeds progress. It's going to get you somewhere. If you're not practicing, you're never going to get there. Well, you might eventually, well, but it may take a little bit longer. Plus, think about this. Your oopsies, all your mistakes are actually God's blessings directing your path. Wow, if you think about life that way and you begin to shift the direction that you're going and saying, oh, well, gosh, I felt uncomfortable here, but if that means I'm feeling uncomfortable for a reason, then maybe I can embrace it and no longer fear it, and I can go with it, and I can continue to what? Practice and lead by example. So why not continue on his journey and lead by example, so those twists and turns that you know are going to come anyway, because it's called what? Life. They can benefit you in the long term. It even could create a shortcut. And who's all in for a shortcut? Oh, I sure am. And maybe it'd be a couple shortcuts. Lead by example. You are training for life. And when you train, what do you have to do? Practice, practice, practice breeds progress. It's going to get you to what? The next step. And then what happens then? It gets you to the next step. But it's unfortunate that most of us will choose not to lead. Instead, we're going to sit back, listen to the naysayers, and continually contemplate what we should do next. We're just going to hang out right where we are because we're comfortable in that box. We're okay. Even if we're in a situation that we don't like, we still know it well enough that we're willing to stay there. How crazy is that? But you know, you're already shaking your head. Man, does she know? Yeah, because I've been there. I know what it's like to kind of get comfortable where you are. And sometimes you need to get uncomfortable. Oh no, not sometimes, all the time. Why? Because that means you're being stretched. You need to lead by example. And when you're contemplating, what should I do next? What do you say? Well, what to do next is what? Lead by example. It's the next easiest thing. Practice it. If you want to be confident, don't you think you should practice confidence? Maybe you don't like public speaking. Well, then start looking at yourself in a mirror and start talking. Seriously. In fact, better yet, go to a store that you don't ever frequent very often and just strike up a conversation with someone you don't know. There's no better way to practice your confidence and your public speaking than talking to somebody you don't even know. And they probably won't even see you again. So it's okay. So if you make a fool of yourself, what? You learn. It's another twist and turn. But guess what? They're not going to see you again, so they're not going to make fun of you. Everybody wins. You got to practice. And it's not putting on this faux thing as where some of us are like, you know, kind of fake it till you make it. You've heard that saying, right? No, I'm not talking about fake it till you make it. I'm talking about leading by example. If you're asking your children to do something, then you should be willing to do the same thing, or you should be showing them the same thing. If you ask your children to read the Bible every single day, are you reading the Bible every single day? If you're asking them to make their bed every morning, are you making your bed every morning? If you ask them to, you know, pick up after themselves, where are your shoes right now? Are they strung out all over the house? You see, we don't always think about our own actions and how they are perceived by others. But it is important that we lead by example. We need to be doing what we expect of others. If we expect others to help us, what do we need to do? In turn, help them. And in turn, help them first. Serve and love. Lead by example. Show yourself that you are dedicated to making and creating impact. The best way you can teach your children, you can show your hubby on how it is to live. I mean, maybe you're working on a certain skill, and I'm not talking about a job skill. I'm not talking about, oh, how you can do something on the computer and you're learning this new magnificent software, et cetera. No, I'm talking about life skills. In order to show somebody life skills and to teach them, we need to lead by example. Why do you think it is when you train a puppy dog, it's easier to train two together than it is one by themselves? Because as long as the one is listening and the other one like, oh, well, he did that. Oh, I'm going to follow. Oh, and I get that reward too. This is awesome. It's actually easier. I know it sounds crazy, but it is. Lead by example. Don't be fearful to lead by example, because the difference between fear and courage is the next step. That's it. Are you willing to take that next step? To take that next step out of fear into courage? You've got exactly what it takes. You practice it by what? Leading by example. You are the leader in your life. Be courageous. Take that next step. Joshua 1:9 says this, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." You have nothing to fear. Nothing. God's got it all under control. What he asks of you is for you to lead by example. He's going to guide your steps. Pay attention. He'll take you there. He'll take you down the right journey. And if there's another twist or turn, guess what? He'll be there to catch you when you fall. Lead by example. Take the fear away and take that next step. Be courageous and be strong. Make it an incredible week and join in the conversation. I want to hear from you. You can send me a private note if you're like, oh, this is just too sensitive for me. That's okay. Send me a private note. My email's in the show notes, christianne@createyournow.com. And I want you to answer this question. How are you leading by example? Now, if you're really want to be bold, and strong and courageous, come on into our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/thewomenofimpact. The link is in the show notes also. Request to join and you can share right there with the other women. We are there to support each other. This is your family. We want you to be a part of the family. We're here to help each other, to cheer each other on, to lift each other up. You are training for life. It takes work every single day. You got to learn to flex those muscles, and you start by what? Leading by example. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.